Unlikely Leaders, Chapter 36, Paul's Timeless Letter to the Galatians. This chapter is based on the letter to the Galatians. Through the influence of false teachers, heresy and immorality were gaining ground among the believers in Galatia. These false teachers were mixing Jewish traditions with the truths of the gospel. The evils they introduced threatened to destroy the Galatian churches. Paul was heartbroken. He immediately wrote to the deceived believers, exposing the false ideas that they had accepted. "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." The Holy Spirit had confirmed his work, and he warned his fellow believers not to listen to anything that contradicted the truths he had taught. "O foolish Galatians," he exclaimed, "who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?" Refusing to recognize the doctrines of the false teachers, the apostle tried to lead the converts to see that they had been terribly deceived, but that by returning to their earlier faith in the gospel, they could still defeat Satan's plans. His complete confidence in the message he gave helped many whose faith had failed to return to the Savior. How different this was from Paul's way of writing to the Corinthian church! He rebuked the Corinthians with tenderness, but the Galatians with words of the plainest reproof. It would take caution and patience to teach the Corinthians to tell the difference between the false and the true, but in the Galatian churches, open, unmasked error was replacing the gospel. The Galatians had essentially rejected Christ for the ceremonies of Judaism. The apostles saw that if the believers were to be saved from the dangerous influences that threatened them, he must take decisive action. Why Paul was so abrupt? In his letter, Paul briefly reviewed events connected with his own conversion and early Christian experience. By doing this, he was trying to show that it was through a special display of divine power that he had come to see the great truths of the gospel. God himself led Paul to write to the Galatians in such strong language. With unshakable conviction and absolute knowledge, he clearly outlined the difference between human teaching and instruction that had come directly from Christ. The people who had tried to lead the Galatians from the gospel were hypocrites, with unholy hearts and corrupt lives. They expected to win favor with God through performing a round of ceremonies. They had no desire for a gospel that called for obeying the word. "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God," John chapter 3, verse 3. A religion based on a doctrine like this required too great a sacrifice, and they clung to their errors. It is still pleasing to the unconverted person to substitute external forms for holiness of heart and life. Satan deliberately tries to divert minds from the hope of salvation through faith in Christ and obedience to the law of God. The archenemy adapts his temptations to the preferences of the ones he is trying to deceive. In the apostles' times, he led the Jews to value the ceremonial law and reject Christ. Today, he leads professing Christians to scorn the moral law and to teach that we may break it with no consequences. Every servant of God must firmly withstand these perverters of the faith and expose their errors. Success followed the letter. Paul ably defended his position as an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He received his commission from the highest authority in heaven, and a general council at Jerusalem acknowledged his position. Those who tried to throw contempt on his calling and work were fighting against Christ, who demonstrated his grace and power through Paul. The opposition of his enemies forced the apostle to take a firm stand in maintaining his authority, not to exalt himself, but to magnify the grace of God. Paul pleaded with those who had once experienced the power of God to return to their first love of gospel truth. He showed them what a privilege to become free in Christ, whose atoning grace enables all who make a full surrender to be clothed with the robe of his righteousness. Everyone who wants to be saved must have a genuine, personal experience in the things of God. The apostles' earnest words bore fruit. Many who had wandered into strange paths returned to their former faith. Ever afterward they were faithful in the liberty in which Christ had made them free. God was glorified, and many joined the ranks of the believers throughout that region.